from one of our most gifted storytellers.
Here it is, guys. Sapphire.
Comes his most popular
sound collage.
And look who else is here.
Johnny Mathis.
That's right. If there's one thing I've learned in life, it's that you have to...
Get a beer bottle, shove it straight up a fucking cunt.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
You're sexy when you're in pain.
I'm too sexy for my...
arms and legs.
We can remove them, she says. Go ahead.
I'm gonna chop off your arms.
Okay, sounds good.
Well, that makes me feel a whole lot better.
So let's do legs.
I have no legs.
How do you feel?
I feel really stupid.
Good. And remember,
you do not have long to live.
Hold on, son. First, I'll show you.
Nonsense.
Tramping the twilight Norman and track trots Desmond in Garbara Seafront suit trainers.
What did you say?
It made perfect sense.
Does it please you?
I'm not sure.
It makes me happy.
And no one could be more pleased than his mother.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, my tormented son.
It's time for torture.
Oh, Mom.
I knew what I had to do.
Get a beer bottle, shove it straight up a fucking cunt.
And then we'll go bowling.
And only Tidy Bowl contains lemon fresh
puke chunks
of cocaine.
Plus cherry and vanilla mixers.
They mixed it like this in a zero-G pouch.
While the knife culture continues to hone its skills.
Ah, don't worry. It's culture.
Okay.
No!
Beautiful cultured pearl necklaces.
And since they are worn internally, there's no worry about odor.
And you don't have to worry about the police coming after you.
I don't want to worry about pregnancy.
You're pregnant, or you're planning to become pregnant.
Yes, I am.
That's why to do the complete job, you need
Pep Boys.
Stool softener.
Inconvenient chocolated tablets.
The suppositories more doctors recommend.
One of America's most respected doctors made this statement.
I shall bathe in your blood.
All right, doctor.
My favorite episode is the one where Doctor, who fights a monster made out of his own feces.
I especially enjoyed that one. Let's see what's next.
Our next segment here is going to be falling off of things.
Wait a minute. What was that?
He's dead.
So among the questions that you may be asked is...
Where's that weirdo with the fucking kazoo?
He worked in a sock factory.
And every day, at least 6 times a day...
He would be whipped.
By a government inspector.
Remind me to whip your ass good next time I see you.
Okay, then.
Making Lisa's ass hurt.
Is the responsibility of the family, if available.
The only thing this child wants... is the love of his parents.
And perhaps many of you have begun to experiment sexually.
I know what you want.
When you're ready to give a demonstration, no child can resist.
Rampant incest.
This could really catch on.
With my mum, my brother, and close friends joining in.
And they're having sex.
Children with their parents and grandparents.
My private parts are like my dad's, and my brother's are like my mom's.
He has a box?
Well, yes, he does.
What a... pussy.
From this cute little guy. Can you believe it?
I cannot believe it.
It should be filled with
kitchen utensils.
It should also be sprayed with Lysol.
I just spray and the odor goes away and stays away.
Tell them you smell gas. They'll come and take care of it right away.
That time that was you.
That wasn't me, that was Mozart.
Once upon a time there was an orchestra which was all busy tuning up.
Guess that was pretty silly, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, Dad.
But it wasn't long until...
they began to feel the effects of the spider's highly toxic venom.
It felt good, didn't it?
It did its job extremely well.
But now my job's complete.
Right then, he
fell down dead.
He should have been stepping out of a flying machine, smoking a pipe.
But instead of a birthday party,
the man died.
This made me split my sides at the time.
For a split second, a man loses control of himself for the first and only time of his life.
As the smell filled the air.
He took a big, deep breath, and it came out.
Fuck it, I got some more in me.
This one packs the full line. Pack it up, pack it in.
My ass.
My penis is already packed.
Is it big?
Not really.
One small thing.
For God's sake, try to keep it in your pants.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Yo, this shit is dangerous, man.
Your mom will appreciate
a scab-covered penis.
And she will respect you.
One of America's most respected doctors made this statement.
I'm gonna eat you!
Oh, my finger!
Her fingertips were covered with blood.
Remove your finger.
With a rusty screwdriver.
Much better.
I'm sorry, but I cannot allow this sexist trash to continue. In the name of women throughout the world, I demand this story be stopped right now.